due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and the table's so empty.
It's happened that again.
Boy... I yeah. swear, we're gonna. Do we need to put an ad in the paper to get people on the show again?
It's sure feeling like it. And it's driving me even crazy, because I'm like over here like, hey, the moment I start stepping up and actually can produce, everybody else becomes a ghost.
It's not you.
I know it ain't. It's just aggravating.
It still sucks. No. Fair enough.
So... we need to talk about a pay-per-view from last Sunday.
Yes, do fill me in, because I did not have $50 to spend on it.
I mean, I only got to see a handful of matches. I was out cold by the time the first match made it or was on the card proper.
Mm.
But I do have the results in front of me at least.
Okay.
Because Boom and Doom did beat the Infantry. I am not surprised in the slightest. Big Boom AJ wins every single time, but he only wins on the pre-show because he's not a full-time wrestler.
Right.
Willow Nightingale beat Lena Cross. Not a surprise, again. But that will feed into later. And then 0 hour into the main show. The AEW national title has a new champion. Jungle Jack Perry wins. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I called it. And we'll get there. We'll get there. Let's see now. FTR retained over the Young Bucks. Not a surprise. Not much of a surprise. Tony Storm beat Maria Shafir in an everyone barred from ringside match, but we'll get back to Tony for what happened on Wednesday, or actually, we'll get to there it on Sunday, because after that match, we wound up seeing a debut of a new person in AEW. Unfortunate.
Oh, that's right. Marina Shafir has a rather more famous, or shall I say infamous, friend show up.
Yep, Ronda Rousey. Oh, boy.
Let's see how long this one lasts. It's kind of like clocking how long Punk was going to be in AEW.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Let's see now. Mox beat Takeshita. Not a surprise, again. And that would have been after the match, the Death Riders come out and start to beat down on Takeshita, after shaking Mox's hand. Will Ospreay has officially returned.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so the Death Riders wind up... are trying to attack Ospreay, and Ospreay beats him off. Not in that way.
I wasn't going to say it.
We have new tag team champions in the women's side. Divine Dominion, a.k.a. the newly christened name for Megan Bain and Lena Cross, beating the Babes of Wrath. Swerve Strickland beat Brody King in a not a surprise at all. Tekla beat Chris Statlander in 3 falls. after Sky Blue and Julia Hart cheat like crazy, as per usual. And we have ourselves new World Trios champions. Kevin Knight, Mike Bailey, and the debuting and now officially in AEW proper, Mystico, who beat Okada, Kyle Fletcher, and Mark Davis.
And because Mystico's been bouncing in and out of AEW for a while.
Yeah. And the thing is, Mystico is on another tear like he was 19 years ago. The difference is that he ain't going to WWE and he can actually wrestle his style.
Right.
Which means that's going to work out so much better for him. Andrade El Idolo beats Bandido. Let's see now. Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, and Darby Allin beat the Dogs. Which surprised all of us, because we did not call that.
No.
And ultimately, it leads to a casket match for Dynamite. We'll get there, at least for a moment. And then in the main event, unfortunately, MJF beats Heyman Adam Page. Yeah, that kind of sucked because MJF, or Heyman, can no longer challenge for the world title, which means they either have to, if they honor that, then you're screwing yourselves out of a main eventer, or eventually Heyman just says, nah, I'm going to do this, and you can't stop me. I can't even stop me.
As in challenging for a world title no matter what the stipulation was? Oh, okay, yep. I was going to say. Or he just puts both middle fingers up in the air and works his way north.
Yeah, I don't know which way it's going to go, but we'll get there eventually. It's not going to be it tonight. But we have Pick'em's results.
And I suck.
You're not last. Shane is. 6 points. Because you, Nikki, were 1 point ahead at 7. And then there's a tie. And because, well, last pay-per-view was a complete and utter cluster, we now have a pair of co-champs. Myself and Jason. We both got 9.
Jason is not present to collect his trophy, so I would be happy to give it to you in whole.
Thank you. All right, so with AEW, the pay-per-view out of the way, let's head over to Raw, where, that opening segment, oh, whoa.
Just beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Yep, because we get Brock coming out first, and essentially coming out first, isn't it?
Seth came out first with his Ninja Brigade and was demanding... Mm-hmm. Heyman.
Yes.
Because Seth still wants his pound of flesh from the Vision.
Yes.
Heyman looks like he's been run over by a bus.
Yeah, he does that pretty well.
And rambles briefly before he sicks the beast on Seth.
Yep.
Of course, he has to beat up all the ninjas first.
Yes.
Which he does a spectacular job of doing. And Seth's just standing there watching the carnage.
Mm-hmm.
Calm, cool, collected. And I'm thinking, you're not running away.
Yeah. Something.
Why are you not running? Why are you not running away and the lights go out?
Mm-hmm.
And then the drums.
Yeah.
As Obafemi comes stomping out.
Oh.
Ooh. So you can hear the crowd starting to pick up on that. Of course they're, singing him to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Seth just sidles over to a corner, Still calm, still cool, still collected. A little smirk on his face.
Yes.
Femi enters the ring. Seth exits the ring. And Oba Femi did what a lot of people had been wanting to do to Lesnar, but did not have the power or political pull to do it.
Yep.
He powerbombed the fuck out of him.
Hallelujah!
Met with a splendiferous holy shit chant.
And also Michael Cole saying holy shit.
Yes. Good on you, Michael Cole.
That was a long time coming.
Femi with, they say, a tear in his eye. I was worried it was only sweat.
Nope, that was indeed a true tear in his eye.
As he placed a foot upon Brock's chest, apparently by request.
Yes, Brock said to do it while he was down. He did. And yeah, he fully deserved it. Oba fully deserves this. And Oba deserves to win at WrestleMania.
Yes. And I think that's what's going to happen. We have our monster match.
Yeah. 100%.
This is our monster match. These two should just tear each other to ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
And if Uncle Paul dares to be out there, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah. And I'd be like,
but yes.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm over here saying, shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already got my money for Punk and Roman, but this? Mm. Yes, please.
Yes.
So what happened between that and then up to the promo with Punk and Roman at the end of the show, where Roman just...
Yeah. The Americanos had a fight. The new Americano beat the old Americano.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Lee beats Bayley. And of course, as AJ is celebrating her victory, Becky Lynch comes in and attacks because, yeah.
Because Becky Lynch.
Yep. Penta beats Dragon Lee in an Intercontinental title match. Natty beats Maxxine Dupri. Stephanie Vaquer beats Raquel Rodriguez. And then we get to the main.
Actually, let's sneak a little Kersenhausen in here.
Yes.
Our favorite Saturday morning imp has shown up backstage because he wants to join the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, Kofi cannot authorize without Xavier Woods' assistance, and I believe he's still out with a shoulder, right?
Yes.
And Grayson Waller just sticks out like a sore Joey. So, since they both said no, Danhausen takes offense, aims for Kofi, and curses Waller.
Yep, because Kofi pulls Waller in front of him.
Yep.
With the, you are cursed! You are cursed!
You are cursed. Yay!
Yes.
And Danhausen got the fun part during a commercial break. They gave him a t-shirt gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give him a t-shirt Gatling gun.
Yes.
Who authorized that?
Mm-hmm.
Scary as hell.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have the main, where Roman comes out to... was coming out to make a speech, but Punk interrupts him.
Mm-hmm.
And Punk tears into Roman for not coming out and demanding the apology himself.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got beat down by the Usos. He deserved it. Because he didn't apologize and Doesn't sound like he's going to be apologizing anytime soon, which is what I would expect from Punk.
Yeah.
Roman steps up and makes up for the little bit of stumbling he had done the previous week. And says, you know, you can call me a part-timer all you want. I'm a full-time father. I'd rather be known for that. I have no problem with that. If anybody else has a problem with that, I'll go count my money.
Mm-hmm.
You having the title is a disgrace. You know, I didn't run away for 10 years.
Yeah.
I was here. I deserve that title. I'm going to get my hands on that title. And that's going to leave you with one thing. You're old.
Yep, because Punk is getting close to 50. He's not there yet. Yeah. He's still got like 2 years. It's just, he's getting there.
Right, and so Roman finally found one of Punk's buttons, because then Punk took a couple of swings.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely, this caused an uproar with Busted Open.
Yeah.
Something about you're not supposed to fat shame and you're not supposed to age shame.
Both happened this week. I take that on.
Well, guess what? I'm going to take those. I take that on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Piggy James was fat shaming and shouldn't have happened.
Yes.
The only time anybody... Go ahead.
What Kit Wilson is doing isn't fat shaming, it's skinny shaming almost. And like,
It's... But he's doing... I think it's a more amusing way. It's not...
Yeah.
And as for age shaming, you know, we've had instances of this, and they were complaining, well, nobody does that to The Undertaker. Well, AJ Styles did.
Yeah.
But he's probably one of maybe three people that ever did that to The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. And he more or less got away with it.
Right, and he got his comeuppance.
Yes.
So, you know, Bubba, you're fat and you're old too. Tommy, yeah. you've always been fat and you're getting old.
Yeah.
So, I think it's an overreaction, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It was a matter of, you know, there are a few things that Punk will not stand for. There are buttons you can push with him.
Yeah.
And you just gotta find them. There aren't many. But when you do, then he starts losing his shit.
Yep.
And with Larry out of play, unfortunately, God love him, God's got him.
Mm-hmm.
The only other direction Roman could go is with AJ Lee, and he probably won't do that.
Because if he does, then he's going to have a very angry AJ coming after him, too.
Right, and Roman doesn't have any true female backup because there's no way Galina's going to walk into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're not going to go there.
Yeah.
Roman could drag some of Punk's other family into it, but I think that ship has sailed because we've already had Jericho did that when he was feuding with Punk.
Yes.
And I think pretty much Roman could just go down the fact that Punk has not played well with others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he ended up where he ended up.
Yep.
I'm also curious how true the angle is with that, something that Roman said, not this past Monday, but the week before. Who did they come to ask about bringing you back? They came to Roman.
Yeah.
I want to know if that's true. I want to know how, if that's a shoot.
Wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not sure.
I'm not either. Because I know for damn sure they wouldn't have gone to Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are not enough letters in the word no to express the no-ness of Seth's response.
Yep.
So, with about a month to go, how many more times are Roman and Punk going to shout at each other? Because I think Roman's going to have appearances, I think, 3 of the 4 weeks leading up to Mania?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are right now about 4 weeks from today is night one.
Okay. So, yeah. At some point, there needs to be some physical contact.
Yes.
So let's see from there. Do we need to talk about anything from NXT?
Let me take a quick look through there, see if anything happened that I would care about.
The only thing that I can think of off the top of my head, there's actually two things. Ricky Saints and Ethan Page becoming a tag team.
Yes.
Scares me.
Yeah.
But it's perfect. You have two egos working, not working together.
Yeah. Let's see how long they can exist before they explode.
And Tony D'Angelo, who's taken care of Timu Shield, I mean Dark State, is stepping into the title picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But off the top of my head, that's all I got.
Yeah. So from there, we should quickly talk about Dynamite. Because Darby Allin and Gabe Kidd were in a coffin match, and ultimately, Darby wins. And yeah, coffin
match. That's his match.
Yeah, that is his match. Let's see now. Oh yeah, Tony Storm gets essentially taken out before the show starts. And there are rumors that she could be out for a while. But we have no concrete evidence. None.
Because there's no specifics on why she is out.
Correct.
For reals. Storyline-wise, they're saying out indefinitely. That could be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That could be 2 months. So
it
we'll see.
It could be rest of the year. We don't know.
We don't. Correct.
And the only people who know are AEW, and they're so far keeping relatively tight-lipped. But it did lead to Mina Shirakawa challenging Marina Shafir in a no-holds-barred match, which Mina won.
Yay.
She finally gets a big one off of a bigger opponent than her. About time. She deserves something after the years of she's had.
Yeah.
Other than that, pretty much it's just a slow and sure setup for Dynasty, which will be coming in 3 weeks from today, April 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, things are just moving, but we're kind of in a just past a pay-per-view lull. It'll come back in a week or so.
Right.
And then from there, we need to talk about SmackDown. And there was a fair bit again.
Yes, we opened with chaos.
Yes. With Drew McIntyre and Jacob Fatu, essentially right at the top of the show, Jelly Roll pulling up, them saying hello, and then Drew, they immediately go back to the back where Jacob Fatu is getting pulled through a winch or the windshield area of the car by Drew McIntyre, because Drew, still a giant baby who can't hear the word no without throwing a hissy. Care to prove me wrong?
Nope. And the fact that this particular brawl went on through the rest of the night.
Yes.
That's some vintage WWE right there.
Yeah. You ain't wrong.
Nope, and I dug it. I enjoyed it.
Yep, and it ended up with both of them falling off of a scaffolding into a unseen area outside, probably crash pads underneath.
Right. But I'm guessing they kept it vague because of a couple of dumpster drops that have looked a little hokey.
Yes.
Through the show, what else did I
I
have?
mean, we have ourselves new tag champs. Damian Priest
In
and R-Truth.
Which is amusing. I think that Priest is kind of okay, he's weird, but at least I kind of know how this weird works.
Yeah. That and also, it actually gives R-Truth a rare distinction.
Oh.
Yes, he has won belts in the WWE in his 20s, in his 30s, in his 40s, and now in his 50s.
That's true. He's like 53, 54.
54, I believe he'll be 54 later on this year, I want to say. No, he is 54.
Okay.
Yeah, he won his first title in the WWF in his late 20s. That would be the hardcore, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right. He won the hardcore title. Winds up showing back up in the WWE, wins the United States title in his 30s. And the tags a few times.
Right.
Wins the 24/7 title a whole bunch in his 40s. And now, yeah, his last time he won that was in late 2022. Which at that point, yeah, actually, he already got that info or that officially. Or when was the last time he won the belt?
I don't know, but he won it like 100 times.
Yeah, he won it officially 53 times. Or 54. Ridiculous. Last time he held it was. Oh, hold on. I actually do have to. Okay, yeah, he did. He won it a few times in his 50s.
But still, this is a little more official.
Yes. Winning the tags instead of just the Monty Python belt. So yeah,
So you
congratulations to R-Truth there. I mean, Motor City Machine Guns beats Fraxham.
And we're still and Alex Shelley's still worried about jotting Canatonic.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Now, I've heard an interesting rumor about this.
Yeah.
that Johnny Catatonic is just Gargano writing out the rest of his contract?
Yes, I've heard that too. Wouldn't surprise me, but not sure.
I mean, I get it. You know, he would probably get further in AEW. I don't want to see him leave.
Yeah.
But Candice LeRae hasn't been doing a whole lot either.
Yeah. She's been largely just by his side. She hasn't wrestled much alone.
Right. So, I'm curious. I'm hoping they're going to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to break up the guns, but I would like to see, you know, something go on with those three.
Yes.
What else we had? Oh! Danhausen got his first human monies out of a wrestler. Yep.
That would be Candice LeRae, in fact. $20 and stolen.
$20 and poof.
Yep.
Well, not poof. Probably more bamf. You still see him running away.
Yeah. Eventually, he does have to wrestle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he will. He will. Eventually, somebody is going to get a hold of him by his cape and drag his ass to the ring.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Didn't he get the $20 off of Miz?
Hold on.
I could be wrong, because they encountered Miz, and Miz is like, you know, Miz was complaining that he needed to get the curse lifted, if I remember correctly. Or...
No, it was Candice LeRae.
Okay, I had it all mixed up.
Yep. It was indeed Candice LeRae taking the money and running. Or getting the money taken from and ran on.
Okay. Because I thought he ran into Miz again, because Miz was talking
to... Yes, he did. Kit Wilson.
Okay, because Miz was... Kit Wilson is like, I know you're not mentoring me, but I can so do your system. I'm so good at it. I can do all this.
Mm-hmm.
I just need your, you know, pay attention to me. Anyway.
Yeah. That's what it was by far and large. Let's see now. Randy Orton explaining his assault on Cody Rhodes. And yeah, him hearing voices in his head. What a surprise.
A sign in the crowd pretty much summed it up for me.
Hmm.
2009 Orton has entered the chat.
Yep. Not a surprise at all, Matt.
Nope. So we're going to get more bouts with his intermittent explosive disorder.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Oh, God. How much longer before his intermittent explosive diarrhea shows up? Oh, oops, did I just say that?
Well, he wears black tights, so black trunks, so we won't know.
Yeah. Let's see now. Aleister Black beats Sami Zayn because Trick Williams decides to be Trick Williams.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of called that once Trick Williams came out. Because this is to continue to drive Sammy's frustration and to his eventual heel turn.
Yeah.
Where he's going to turn back into conspiracy theorist, angry young man style.
Yeah, the difference is he's not exactly young anymore.
Oh, no. You know, he's not so old that he's shaking his fist at the clouds. But it's, I'm not going to listen to you. I know what I want. I know what I need to do. And I'm going to keep doing it until I get what I want.
Yep.
And everybody's against me. I know everybody's against me. And I can tell you why everybody's against me. Rant, 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 rant.
Yep. That's the intent.
So. Now. Something else I'd seen online is putting Sammy and Trick Williams in a match where you do a double turn.
Hmm. I could see that.
Because Trick is crazy over.
Yes.
Trick is ridiculously over, to the point that sometimes you'll hear whoop that Trick matches that he's not even in.
Yeah. And it's just wild.
It's crazy, but you can I see so much Booker T in him. Very spiritual successor.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Agreed.
Let's see, what else do we have going on?
Jelly Roll and Kit Wilson. Where Kit got the upper hand. After Jelly Roll decided to be crass.
Well, yeah, the jokes weren't terribly PG, but they were funny. And then Kit's like, no, bad, toxic. Let's see, we also had a little... Actually, that was during the tag match, I think. With the Wyatt Six and the motherfucking Tongans, I mean, MFTs aren't quite done with each other.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Now, speaking of the motherfucking Tongans, one of them got punched in the wallet this week.
Yeah, Tama Tonga got punched hard.
He got busted for recording rehearsals. Huge no. You don't do that. And I'll even tell my own story about this. I went to a house show, I think it was with Dan Reynolds. We managed to get in super, super early. We were like one of the first handful of people in.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'd gotten in, maybe they forgot to tell some people, but there were guys working out in the ring. And one of them, I believe, was Callisto, and he was out there without his mask on.
Uh-oh.
I did not take a single picture. I refused.
Yeah.
But, in fact, we even left the... We went back out on the concourse.
Yep.
So, yeah. No. Don't do that.
Yep. And that now, might be a small reason why he lost the belts.
That's a more than a fair punishment. No offense. No offense to the rest of the Tongans. Because it started... It made a little bit of storyline sense if you didn't know about the incident. That the lantern is causing some of this chaos.
Yeah.
If you recall, after the tag match, they actually said a couple of things about, hey, maybe we should just give it back. Something that Solo was adamant, no.
Yeah.
So, I got posed an interesting question during this segment. The lantern, as an artifact, not quite Undertaker's urn.
Yeah.
But with Solo holding it, does he have any sway over the Wyatt Six, or is he just cursing himself to get run over by them from time to time?
Not sure. Sorry, I don't have an answer.
No, you're fine. I had trouble explaining it as well, because Solo doesn't exercise any real power over the Wyatt Six.
Yeah.
Other than, nyah, 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 I have your favorite toy. I'm just wondering if something would happen to the Tongans if they did something to that lantern. So, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Let's see, now we had B-Fab and Meechan team up with Jade Cargill. Yay.
Well, that means we can't say anymore, Cargill's wrestling.
Yeah.
Quote, quote, quote.
Mm-hmm. Let's see now.
Because Rhea Ripley's going to tie her in a knot.
Yes. The irresistible forces, that'd be Nia Jax and Lash Legend, beat the Bella Twins, who teamed up for the first time in 8 years.
Right.
Wind up in a no contest because Bliss and Flair eventually start fighting.
Just makes a great big mess of it.
Yep.
Now, funny detail. The backstage segment where they run into Bliss and Flair.
Mm-hmm.
You see both of them with tubs of ice cream.
Yep.
Charlotte's was proportionately small.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa seemed to be a larger tub, which kind of, I don't know why that amuses me.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, so who convinced Orton to go out there and apologize?
I think it was Jelly Roll, actually.
And Orton, who was still wearing the bloodstained shirt he had on the previous week.
Yes.
Was about to do that to... Was he going to do it to Jelly... No, he wasn't going to do it to Jelly Roll.
No. But he was about to do it to Matt Cardona. And he did. Yep.
Which... Actually, the first thing he did to Cardona was give him a nutshot.
Yes.
And I wonder if Cardona's going to be the one taking nutshots now that AJ's retired. AJ Styles is retired.
Hmm. Wouldn't surprise
AJ
me.
Would... Yeah, AJ would get about 3 or 4 nutshots a year.
Yeah.
And he still had 5 kids, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Drew, getting back to Drew and Jacob, I hope that there will be some exclusive footage showing, you know, what happened with them, you know, when they flew off the scaffolding. Where'd they land? What'd they land in?
Yes.
Were they hurt? Were they sent to the hospital? Because Drew keeps making the mistake of trying to punch Jacob in the head.
Mm-hmm. You don't punch a Samoan in the head.
No, that irritates them.
Yeah.
It does not do any damage.
Yep.
Aldis has pretty much thrown his hands up about, you know, the chaos of his show.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's writing SmackDown should give pointers to whoever's writing Raw.
Yeah. Because Raw doesn't feel like there's much of consequence there. SmackDown? Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And we have, right now, just under a month till Mania.
So, let's take a look at the card real quick.
Yes. Because as of right now, we have officially 5 matches announced.
Which is the 4 A-belt matches.
Yes. Which would be Punk Reigns for the World Heavyweight title, which will be Night 2's main event. Vakir Morgan, which will be for the Women's World Championship. Rhodes Orton, which should be Night 1's main event. Cargill Ripley for the women's, and Obafemi Brock Lesnar. I fully expect Jelly Roll and somebody versus The Miz and Kit Wilson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that. Drew, Jacob. That's coming.
Yes.
I think the Wyatt Six and the Tongans are going to essentially do a lantern on a pole match.
Yeah. And I don't know what else. Will it be a mask versus mask match with the or with El Grande Americano?
I worry with the Americanos in general. You know, unmasking them. Where do you go from there?
You don't.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
The only one out of those four that I could see recovering right away would be Gable.
Yeah.
Kaiser can't go back, won't go back to Gunther. And Dunn and Tyler Bate could come back as a tag team in their own right, but they're not going to get the TV time they want. Nothing like what they're getting now.
Yeah.
So. But at some point, yes, the masks are going to have to be put on the line.
Yes.
And can we get Mr. Iguana for the special guest referee?
That would be nice.
A couple other matches that are being set up. Dominic versus Finn.
Yep.
And this is not my tinfoil hat. There are rumors that they're trying to talk Finn into doing the demon for this match.
Interesting.
I'm down, but you know me. And if there's any chance that the Demon King's going to show up, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm. So, I think, is that about everything? Or, no, it isn't. We still have a few things to talk about.
Okay.
Namely, a pair of passings in the wrestling business, or one is only just a high and by, the other is definitely much more.
Yes.
The high and by, Chuck Norris. He was only there one time, 1994 Survivor Series, I do believe. Is that about right?
That sounds right.
Where he kicked Jeff Jarrett into next week.
Jarrett always deserves to be kicked into next week. But as one of the toughest men alive and the source of a great many lists.
Yeah.
His he was a cameo in one of the Expendables movies.
Yes.
Where he essentially acknowledged the Chuck Norris lists.
Yep.
All his work in Walker, Texas Ranger. I've seen a couple of historical videos come up where he was sparring with Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Sparring with a very young Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to remember, Chuck Norris was in a movie with Bruce Lee. The Way of the Dragon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also Yellow-Faced Tiger, which was one of those early Chuck Norris-ish movies, as in, yeah, by that point, Bruce Lee was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he was king of the B-movie for most of the late 70s into the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. Only once had he been in a real movie or for a real role that did all right, and that would be Expendables 2.
Right.
Everything else did okay, somewhere between okay and decently enough. I mean, yeah. But nothing was big for him. Essentially,
no.
What he got his fame from is Walker, Texas Ranger.
Correct.
Because that was a massive thing for him. Because after all, it lasted 9 seasons and it got the TV movie at the end.
Right. And I've been enjoying all of the tributes. The more lighthearted ones.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody drew a comic of Chuck Norris showing up on King Kai's planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments were asking who's training who.
Yeah.
Somebody put up a note that all the virgins in heaven are no longer virgins. Now that he's up there.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the other ones? Just fun little bits.
Yeah. So yeah, that is passing number one. The next mm-hmm. one, and the one that just happened yesterday, as we are recording this, is Dennis Condrey, better known to you and me as Loverboy Dennis Condrey, who was part of the Midnight Express from 80, where he started as part of the Midnight Express along as the part of the original Midnight Express alongside Randy Rose, and was
right
there until 1987. As in, he lost the name and then, yeah. I mean, he kind of stayed with Midnight Express to some degree in former fashion, but it just didn't last forever. But
yeah.
He was an important part of 80s NWA. In between Mid-South, in World Class, and Jim Crockett Promotions, the eventual GCW, and eventually WCW.
Right.
Though he never would be really part of WCW. It existed, it's just he never fully did.
Right.
So yeah. That would mean, yeah, those are our passings. I don't think there's anything else that I can think of. Right off the top?
Nothing else that I think we really needed to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's piddly things like Almas is now a free agent on the WWE roster page.
Yep. Not a surprise that. Should we go ahead? Selling the soap.
Yeah, let's sell the soap.
Yes. For my end, this week on It Was a Thing on TV. A pair of shows this week. Show Me the Money, a 2007 game show starring William Shatner, and The Million Dollar Dancers, a few of which actually got kind of popular afterward. One of them's currently the host of Dancing with the Stars, that'd be Julianne Hough, and one mm-hmm. we wound up seeing on our screens as a wrestler for a handful of years. That would be Eve Torres, now Eve Torres Gracie.
Right.
But yeah, the show lasted just 5 episodes on terrestrial TV. The other 2 episodes showed up on GSN. Yeah, it was a very short-lived show. The second, Shannon, because it was Kevin Dobson's birthday this last week.
Essentially, a cop from New York City heads off to San Fran, hopefully to see things go quieter. Yeah, they didn't, and the ratings were terrible. Yeah. Coming up next week, the start of pilot weeks. It's not a month, it's 6 weeks this time. The first episode, Walter, a 1984 spinoff of MASH starring Gary Berghoff as Walter Radar O'Reilly. So you'll see exactly why the show didn't get picked up coming up next time on itwasathingontv.com. BS Big Show is BS Big Show. They do things and stuff. And WLTI, they do things and stuff too. Nikki, you're out of shout-outs.
I'll start with my obligatory with the alter ego Zowie, a.k.a. Jamie Claudier, who is just stuck to her job almost as hard as Carl is with his.
Yes.
The has-been hotel has provided her room service and emotional support, and she's still hard to catch and talk to.
Yeah.
Obligatory shout-out to Onewambashu. Definitely check out her art. Stuff printed on, mostly found on Tumblr and DeviantArt. Her stuff is safe for work. She has a card account for commissions.
Yeah.
And why does this keep turning away from it? Let's see. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby, based in Germany. Very, very soft, wholesome art. A little on the expensive side, but definitely worth it. I am trying out a new artist this week. His handle on Twitter is Crisis Javerted, averted, starting with J.
Oh, dear.
Crisis Javerted. Handle is at TV Height, H-E-I-T. Art reminds me a little bit of Dozer's.
Yeah.
He's got commissions as well. Just make sure Bear doesn't know that I spent $50 that I probably should be saving for something else. This artist is almost as bad about Seth Rollins as Jamie is. His pinned post is a video of Seth Rollins with making crazy outfits as tributes to other wrestlers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Groovy at Dazzle Bread. Commissions are open. Commissions start at $110. Just catch him. Yeah, catch him on Twitter. Let's see. Yeah, at Docile Bread. I've gotten work from him. Let's see. Roberto Gaitan. Go through him for at VGen for his commissions. See if I can get some rates. Images from $30. We'll also do comic pages, but I fear how much those are going. Because you're talking a full page, multiple characters.
Yeah.
That starts at $100. Let's see what's new on your page, Gartan. He did a tribute shot of Femi powerbombing the hell out of Lesnar. So yes, I am now sharing this because it deserves to be shared over and over and over again. Get back to my who else do I want to talk about? Yes, if you want a artist who is also a wrestler, check out Topla at D underscore Topla. She's reasonably inexpensive. You can get a hold of her on Gmail or on Fiverr. Her chibi work is popularized on Botchamania. And if you happen to be a wrestler yourself, she can design merch and gear for you. If you like anime in your wrestling fan art, check out Otanod on Instagram. If you can't find him on Instagram, go to at Heyman Hustle. You'll probably find a bunch of them there. Twitter, you have Nahul Tajes, based in Brazil. Probably the least expensive fan artist you're going to find out there. Variety of styles and very quick turnaround. So, definitely somebody else to look up. But remember, kids, if you're going to get some fan art done, do a little homework on the artist and make sure it's not an AI guy. Request politely, pay well, tip. Demand a work in pro it's, get them to show you at least one work in progress. And once you get it, you share it everywhere you have a social media. But make sure you tell everybody who did it.
If not, you will be cursed next.
Yes. You will be cursed because you will be flooded with requests for art.
Yep.
And then you're gonna have to tell them, or then you're gonna have to tell them anyway. So tell them up front so that these guys can get the business and we can chase off the AI people. Although, if you are bored and looking for a good AI program to play with, look up Perchance. I've actually had some really good luck with this one. Doing some, well, I just for images that I need for the space campaign I'm running with some friends. And one of the people in that group sent me did work on several base characters from when I first started role playing with him in 1995.
Good Lord.
So yeah, check out Perchance AI. It's a great place to get some basic stuff done, especially if you are broke and can't afford a fan artist. No offense to the fan artists, but I have not much else because I'm right here. So, Statboy, thank you for being here,
Yes.
and for all of the our other panelists, please start showing up again because I don't really want to close the doors on this place.
Yeah.
But I remain Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue to barrel towards WrestleMania.